Today, we are in conversation with the founder and CEO of Simplified Spaces, Mansi Kapoor. Worked more than a decade with Manish Malhotra. And you were associated to the fashion industry. And you had a lot of exposure over there. And now you've completely taken a flip and entered into a very different zone. You found your happy space. I can see that on your face. But I just want to ask, I'm a little curious, like, you're married. I mean, guys, don't go on her looks. She's married and she's a working mom. Feel very comfortable with your services. You actually give them advices on how to, you know, do the things on their own, right?
So what I personally believe is that in a service like this, it's not a one size fits all. Your home is different from another person's home. Your lifestyle is different from another person's lifestyle. What works for me in my home probably doesn't work for you in your home. So that is the reason I don't cater with a package which is a standard price or a standard hourly business or whatever. Another way to use your 80-20 rule is every time you're organizing your space, fill it up 80%. Okay. Give that 20% room for you to buy new. You just have to ask yourself these few questions. The moment you're asking your inner self these questions, you'll just know, if I have to buy it again, will I be able to afford it? Is it accessible for me? Is it something that I can buy locally? Then let it go. If ever in 10 years you need it, you can buy it for yourself.
If I go to IKEA, what are that five must-haves that...
Yeah, I think is a wrong example because you'll probably want to buy the whole store to take to your home to organize it.
Hi guys, this is Pallavi Mukherjee. I am CEO and founder of Pop Diaries. And today, I'm in conversation with someone whom I will call a savior in my life. My kind of people who are lazy, disorganized and messy. We need such saviors who simplify our lives. She is someone who got inspired from a Netflix show and started her own journey and carved her own success. Today, we are in conversation with the founder and CEO of Simplified Spaces, Mansi Kapoor.
Hi.
Hi, Mansi.
Thank you welcome for having
to,
me here.
Welcome to Pop Diaries.
Thank you.
I want to know, Mansi, like, how did you think of Simplified Spaces?
Like you mentioned, it was truly inspired by the home edit on Netflix. I gave up my job with Manish Malhotra after 11 years when I had my son. And when he was about 2.5, I was trying to figure what next because I didn't want to go back to a full-time job. I still wanted to be a full-time mother. And to figure what next, I just stumbled upon the home edit and I was like, really? That can be a profession? I thought it was only something I had to do with my own cupboard and my own space and my own workspace and everything. And when I figured that out is when I started exploring more. I saw Marie Kondo's show next. And then I did her course to do a certification in professional organizing. And that's how the process started. And that's how Simplified Spaces was born.
Oh my God. So, you know, when you said that, oh my God, that can be a profession. I think this is the response I will feel that 80% of Indians, at least, I don't know on the global level, but on the Indian level, 80% of people are going to only think, what exactly is this? Like, how can you turn this thing into a business? Like, did you get that thought? Because you know how Indian people are. They are very jugadu. They like doing their own stuff. And most probably, they will not think of, you know, resorting to these ways. Did you feel that, okay, you know, if I start this business, how will I cater to this audience? And were these initial thoughts challenging? And how did you, you know, counter that and start this?
I still feel it's a little challenging here in the Indian market because A, there's a lot of help which is accessible here. We have house help, we have staff at home, which can help you out with your daily chores, which internationally doesn't happen. So it's a lot more accepted. Here the women still are home, not everybody is still working. So they feel ke hum kar sakte hain khud. And internationally you mostly find everybody in their job circle and everybody doesn't have the time to set their own homes and their own spaces. So it's still a challenge, I think, to tap the audiences in India. But I feel they are kind of opening up. Today's generation, where the husband and the wife are both working, there is a nuclear family set up. So there is a little more understanding that, okay, there are services where people will come, sort our life out, give us organizing solutions, which is for the long term. It's not about coming and setting your kitchen or setting your cupboard or just putting your clothes together. It's about providing solutions which are for the long term. So it is also, it's like an investment, I would say, like buying these organizers. When you're making a home, you're investing in doing up your home. This is also a part of that. I feel that, in fact, when you're budgeting to make up your home, you should budget for organizing your home as well.
That's a very useful tip. I'll keep that in mind. Because whenever I go out for shopping, especially from home, the only thing I buy is crockeries. Because I'm fond of that, because it looks good. But the basics are always ignored. And I think that's where you come into the picture.
Yeah.
You go to the root level and you sort of solve the problem. Because I feel when we are talking so much about, you know, feng shui and all these things, if you see those trending reels, decluttering is one of the basic thing to, you know, invite a lot of abundance into your house. And I think this is a very good way to start into the Indian market. And I think very few people are doing that.
Very few people very are few doing people, it, yeah.
Yes. So Mansi, talking about like how you mentioned that you've worked more than a decade with Manish Malhotra. And you were associated to the fashion industry. And you had a lot of exposure over there. And now you've completely taken a flip and entered into a very different zone. Why didn't you think about, you know, just starting something of your own in the fashion? Because I'm sure 11 years into the industry, you must have got so much of exposure, contacts. Then you could have taken an easy route, and but you've chosen this.
So I'm not a fashion student. Okay. I did not do fashion with him. I started working with him at his store. Hmm. And 6 months down the line, I joined him at the office as his assistant.
Yeah.
So other than designing clothes, I have done more to do with weddings, whether it was the Ambani wedding, or to deal with the VIP clients, or to do our fashion shows and events, or our collaboration. So I was more on the business management side versus the fashion side. So that's what I was doing. And even when I started the thought of Simplified Spaces, the idea was that it was a chaotic business that we did run, like when we were together, when I was at Manish. And I was still finding my calm in my structure, in my being organized, in my having my desk clear. It just gave me more clarity, and it gave me more, like space to think correctly as to what I'm doing and how I'm executing it. So that is what even showed in my home space, whether it's my room, whether it's my own wardrobe or my kitchen space or whatever. And now I feel that that is something I can even take to other people around me. Because if I want to do something that gives you happiness and it brings that calm to you, it just makes you feel so wonderful.
Absolutely.
Because the few clients that I have worked with, since it's really new, and my first client being Manish himself, because when I spoke with him when I wanted to start this, he was very encouraging. And he was very happy because he was also working on renovating his house. And he's like, okay, why don't you start here? So he was my first official client outside of the guinea pigs that I had in my family. So I feel that bringing that calm to your own space just helps you being mentally more happier, mentally more appreciating of your own world. And when you're coming back home at the end of a tiring day, I think this is what really matters.
Absolutely agreed. Like me also, like when I do my entire day's job, and you know, if you can do that thing that makes you happy, that is kind of a satisfaction at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
And I think you found your happy space. I can see that on your face. Yeah. But I just want to ask, I'm a little curious, like you're married. I mean, guys, don't go on her looks. She's married and she's a working mom. I want to know, when you just broke out this to your family, like, I'll be doing this, what was their perception? Like, how did they receive this and how did they support you in this?
I'll be very honest, my family, both sides, whether it's my in-laws or my own parents, they've all been very supportive. I've always been working. It's the only time that I didn't work is when I took the break when my son was born. Mm-hmm. And my husband has been very encouraging and very supportive. So when I wanted to start this or do the course and take up, like, educate myself a little more to doing something new, there have been no hurdles there. So it's been very smooth. Do what you want. Chase your dreams. It's absolutely been.
Yeah. But then I feel ki you have your own baby. Then you have your own baby, which is Simplify Spaces. I still feel that, you know, it can be challenging at times. I mean, I find it so many moments. There are so many challenging things, like handling your family, then giving time to your business, then your own personal life. How do you balance? Because you have so many responsibilities.
I feel that as my son's growing up, he's 5 today, there's more time he's spending in school.
Yeah.
So that's the time I get. I still try to be a full-time mom. I'm there with him. I do my school drop-off, school pickup, whether it's classes, etc., birthday parties or whatever. All his social commitments are completely taken care of. When I have to be there, I have to be there. So I try to avoid taking up work at that point in time. Versus, and I try to do everything that I have to do within those 6 hours that he's away at school, or if he's gone to stay with my parents or something like that. So try to balance it that way. I'm consciously not taking up too much work at this point in time because I know he needs more attention from me. So maybe as he grows up, I'll kind of build on this. So I'm doing whatever I can. So I'm not doing that many client work as much as I would want to do, but I'm doing more podcasts, talking more about the business, getting that knowledge out to reach out to the world is what I'm trying to do at this point in time. So you'll find a lot of my podcasts on Spotify, Apple Music, yet to happen, but Amazon. And so that's what I'm trying to kind of balance it at this point in time. So as he grows older, as I have more time to myself, I'll kind of build on to the business as well.
So balancing is the key.
It absolutely is.
Great. And as you mentioned, like, you know, whenever you were working with even Manish, you had a very, I guess that line of work demands a lot of your energy. But even that time of, you know, in that moment, you found your little bit of happiness when you used to organize your desk and everything. Even for that sake, Deepika Padukone has mentioned that, you know, cleaning or de-stressing is sort of a process for her through organizing her cupboard or maybe, you know, her kitchen. How do you see the relevance of this with mental health? Because a lot of anxiety and a lot of mental stress is happening all around us. And people do not understand. They think it's a daily life stress, maybe because of the bigger problems, but it's actually at the root level sometimes.
It is. I totally agree with you. In fact, clutter does call for a lot of your attention. Clutter will make you feel more anxious. The moment you enter your home, for example, forget your kitchen, forget your wardrobe. The moment you enter your home, if that, just that entry level, entryway of your home is cluttered or has shoes scattered around or just things thrown around or a bag hanging around, it will make you feel anxious. It will make you feel that, oh my God, where have I come? So decluttering has to happen, A, from your mind. You have to be mentally prepared to be wanting to do this. It is a journey. It's not going to be a one day's job. It is a complete journey. It's not about getting Pinterest ready, Pinterest looking rooms and wardrobes and kitchens or entryways or halls in your house. No, it's about bringing more system to your home, to having a more structure to your home, to making things more simplified for you, for your everyday living. It's about just making your daily life easy. Correct. So the moment you do that, you will just feel so much more calmer in your own space. You'll have more clarity of thought. You'll know what you want from your life, from you, from your space. So all of these things will really just fall into place the moment you declutter and organize your own spaces.
I absolutely agree. Though I don't execute that in my life, but I agree.
You'll get there.
I'll get there. I hopefully have met you and I called you a savior. So I think, but then did this cross your mind ki mera business can be helpful for the RC people also? Like,
it's going to be helpful for everybody. It's about that person actually first making up their mind.
Yeah.
Decluttering cannot happen if you are not sure in your own mind. Yeah. You have to first take that big step of deciding that, yes, I want to do this. I want to reclaim my space as my own. When you do that, you'll be ready to start.
So Mansi, like when I started out on my journey, a lot of judgments had come because media industry, they will judge you. But did you face any kind of judgment as such ki, you know, what is this? They didn't understand your work or something like that.
It's difficult to put it across because it's not really widely understood yet. And like I said, you know, the mentality of the Indians today, because they have so much access to staff and just women who are still not working, like you understand your mother-in-laws or their mothers or their mother-in-laws, etc. They were not working. The generation is today where the husband and the wife are both working or the women and the men both are working. Yeah. But back in the day, it wasn't. So for them to really understand what we bring to the table as a professional organizer is very challenging. So today also, it may probably feel that tu aake meri cupboard lagayegi ya tu mera kitchen set kar degi, safai karegi. What is it?
Yeah.
You know, that is something you need to kind of break away from. So they don't understand that these are long-term organizing solutions.
Hmm.
They're not about coming and cleaning up your space today and then leaving it for you. It's not Diwali cleaning.
Correct.
Uske liye urban clap hai, you know, and you have other companies doing that. But it's not that. It is long-term solutions. It is an investment. It is your time being invested, your energy being invested for your mental being, well-being.
Correct.
You know, so it's very difficult to break away from that. And I think slowly, steadily, that the is being understood.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I think as and when, like as you mentioned, as the generation is changing, now both the parties are working, once they get married, things are going to change. And as I had a conversation with you, you very beautifully explained your work, like how exactly you do it. You go to the client space. It's not like you are there to, you know, make them feel very comfortable with your services. You actually give them advices on how to, you know, do the things on their own, right?
So what I personally believe is that in a service like this, it's not a one size fits all. Your home is different from another person's home. Your lifestyle is different from another person's lifestyle. What works for me in my home probably doesn't work for you in your home. So that is the reason I don't cater with a package which is a standard price or a standard hourly business or whatever. I prefer going, visiting the client, understanding their space, understanding their requirement. Maybe someone is a coffee lover, maybe someone is not. Giving them what they need for an easier daily life. So that is why I prefer doing a little more of an organizing consultation versus just bombarding myself with 10 people in the house and saying, okay, now I will clear up and there's nothing that you have to say about it. So you decide what you declutter. You decide what you want to keep. Certain things might not be required today, but might have a big sentimental value for you. So you do want to store it. I'm nobody to decide what actually holds any emotional value for you or not.
Correct.
So you may want to keep a pair of earrings just because someone gifted it to you, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll make a space for it, but it doesn't have to be prime real estate in your home.
Yeah.
We'll make some space. We can store it away because you're not using it, but it's there for you.
Correct.
So because that is the reason I feel that it's a little bit of a mix and a match for every home. You need to kind of customize your services for every home. And that's how I prefer working with my clients.
Amazing. Also, Mansi, when we were talking about mental health, I was a little curious to ask you, like, we all have those moments in life where you feel like whenever we start in business also, where you feel like, okay, I've started this, but, you know, it's not coming out the way I wanted to. Things are not happening the way I wanted to. And we do hit a rock bottom mentally, not like very absolutely, but mentally. Did that happen to you at any point of time? And if it did, like, how do you counter these things? Not just in the business perspective, even in, like, personally. How do you counter these things and come out of it?
I think personally, in terms of my business, I can't say it yet because it's still fairly new.
Yeah.
But personally, I feel my way of probably getting out of any kind of a stressful moment, A, is decluttering, which I love doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I am very happy to pass on things. They might be in great condition, but if I'm not enjoying wearing it, like how Marie Kondo says, it has to spark joy.
Hmm.
So if it doesn't spark joy for me, I'm happy to give it away.
Correct. Correct.
I would rather have it spark joy for someone else,
yeah,
and have it being used than keeping it in my cupboard just dying its life out, you yeah. know. So I prefer doing that. So decluttering is one way that I do deal with my stresses. Music is another.
So what is this process of decluttering? Like, there, I think there is a little bit of science, or there must be something that you had mentioned also to me. Like, what is it? Can you just explain for our audience as well?
So there are a few tricks that you can follow. One is like a 12-12-12 method.
Okay.
What you can do is, the moment you feel that, okay, let's give it a start, but you don't know where to start, or you feel very overwhelmed looking at your entire space, and obviously you can't tackle the entire space at one go.
Yeah.
Start small. Find 12 things that you want to keep. Find 12 things that you want to donate. And find 12 things that you want to throw away that have to be discarded. You start that little process, you'll automatically feel so satisfied within that you'll want to continue it.
Okay.
So start small. Follow this method. If you're doing it on one day, you can just do this. Another trick is a 80-20 method.
Okay.
There is research that proves that you primarily use 20% of the things that you own.
Yeah.
And the rest is just around you. So from that 80%, probably find your 12-12-12 from that 80% of the things that you're not doing. Another way to use your 80-20 rule is every time you're organizing your space, fill it up 80%. Okay. Give that 20% room for you to buy new things. You always want to buy new things. Absolutely. I'm not saying be a minimalist.
Yeah.
I'm just saying be a little more intentional.
Hmm.
Fill up your wardrobe 80%. Keep that 20% space for something you might like, you want to buy, you get something new. It's your birthday, you're celebrating something, anything. Give that room so that you can get that something without any more guilt. Okay, where am I going to put this? If your cupboard is already 100% full or 110, where is that new thing going to go?
True.
And if your things don't have a home in your home, your clutter is going to be accumulated again. So you need to give that 20% space everywhere that you have, wherever you organize your space. So these are the certain rules and tricks and tactics that you can use in your own home, your office, your space, anywhere.
Great. I think that 12-12 rule is something that's going to be very helpful, at least for me. I don't know. It's
damn, give it a try and let me
know. I'll give it a try because I'm thinking in my mind right now, I can do that.
You can do that.
You have actually simplified it for me already.
Yeah.
Great. Talking about, you know, when you were saying like the wardrobe being full 110%, I just thought in my mind ki despite so many times I look at my wardrobe, it's full, but I still feel I don't have clothes to wear. These are the common thoughts. Even if you see the reels, that so many people make that, you know, we don't have, especially with girls, I feel this happens a lot. Like, how do we solve that problem?
Personally, I feel the moment your space is a little lighter,
yeah,
the moment you can see everything where it's organized correctly, because for example, if it's a stack of t-shirts, you don't see what's at the bottom, you don't use what's at the bottom.
Yeah,
you have two stacks, you don't know what's behind the front stack.
Correct.
You can't see it, you don't want to use it. Out of sight is out of mind.
Correct.
You end up buying more.
Yeah.
You're stuffing your wardrobe more.
Yeah.
So your first step to figuring out what you have and you have things to wear is organizing it correctly. The moment you have everything more visible to your own space, it'll be easier for you. I worked with one client where when we emptied, like we were doing her wardrobe, we emptied everything out, everything possible in the wardrobe. And while we were doing that, we were like, I forgot I have this. I haven't worn this in so long.
Yeah.
That's because you don't remember you have it. So when you have to go somewhere, you feel, I have nothing. Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But it was just lying in some corner of your cupboard right at the back. So you don't know.
True.
So the first step is organize your space, declutter, and then move on to organizing it. The moment you organize it correctly, you're instead of stacking your t-shirts, do a vertical fold. You can see them. Use a drawer, use an organizer, put a drawer divider, whichever way works for you. There are various solutions to your own space. You just need to figure what you have and how we can store it.
But how do we detach? You know, sometimes it's not even sentimental value. Sometimes you feel ki, I have this white t-shirt, ye kabhi na kabhi to kaam aayega. Maybe it's worn 100 times. Then also you feel kabhi to kaam aayega.
But how do you... There's a million things like that in your household.
But then if you have to give a tip, like how to sometimes, you know, detach from that.
When you see an item like this that you feel that kabhi kaam aayega. Maybe I'll use it for Diwali.
Yeah. Okay.
Just think, have you used it for any of the Diwalis in the past 2 years? If not, it's not going to be used for the next Diwali either. Let it go. Just ask yourself these questions. Have I used this item in the past 6 months?
Correct.
No, let it go. Will I use it in the next 6 months?
Correct.
Okay. You still can't figure an answer to it? Store this item away somewhere in your household for 6 months. After 6 months, open it. Did you even feel the need for it? No, let it go. You just have to ask yourself these few questions. The moment you're asking your inner self these questions, you'll just know what is meant to be in your home and what not. You can even ask, okay, if I give this away today and you feel that meko kabhi zarurat padegi, if I have to buy it again, will I be able to afford it? Is it accessible for me? Is it something that I can buy locally? Then let it go. If ever in 10 years you need it, you can buy it for yourself again.
Absolutely. This is very good, you know. Sometimes you know the answers, but maybe someone
needs to tell you.
Someone telling you is making it more clearer. And I think this is going to be very helpful for many people, because I think attachment ke wajah se na, they hoard their cupboards with unnecessary stuff.
Half the hoarded stuff is without attachment. Look at your kitchen. You'll find so many things. There's no attachment to it.
True. Very, very
true. Look at your storeroom. There'll be so many things. There's very few things which will be an attachment or a memory associated to.
Okay.
Not so many things in your house.
But since you have had clients, I want to ask, like, ki koi aisa client tha ki, you know, sometimes more than the work, sometimes the clients can be challenging. Kuch aisa hua hai in your experience?
Nothing yet. I've had flexible clients. Like I said, the moment you first make up your mind, then you're willing to.
So you make sure the client and you are on the same page.
You have to be. Otherwise, you can't do this. You can't do this. Like I said, I can't declutter for you. So unless you've made up your mind, you're not going to declutter your space.
True.
It's overwhelming, completely understandable. It's exhausting mentally to do this process. So do it slowly, steadily. Take up an hour in a day or take up half an hour in a day. Slowly start to build that time that you dedicate to decluttering and organizing. Give it a drawer today, another unit tomorrow, and another, then the wardrobe, just your jewelry today. Take one category in your head that you want to declutter and organize. Everything doesn't need decluttering. Maybe certain things are just for organizing. So take your jewelry. Take your jewelry, for example. Take your shoes, for example. Take your cosmetics, for example. Smaller things that will take your attention, take less time, sort it out, move on. You'll see that space. You'll feel so happy about it. You'll want to do the next one. The moment your cosmetics are organized, you'll feel that, oh, let me even do my hair accessories.
Yeah.
Oh, let me even clear my bedside drawer.
Yeah.
You know, it will just become a snowball effect.
Got it. Because
you'll just mentally start feeling more confident about doing it and having a space which you're loving to see.
Absolutely. Because it's good to the eyes also. You can see your stuff.
Exactly.
And it is actually very simplifying. To even look at, you know, exactly. I can see my hairpins. I agree to you. I totally agree to you. So, Mansi, I want to know, like, what is the next big step now? You've started this business. You've got clients. But now, what is your next? Are you looking at, you know, giving courses, workshops? Because I think that's a pretty good idea.
Workshops, I would love to do. I would love to share my knowledge with everybody around me, that which is exactly why the reason I started the podcast, that okay, if I don't want to dedicate that much time physically working on homes and offices at this point in time, let me at least share that knowledge. So I started doing the podcast, and I think in the past 2 months or so we have about 35-37 podcasts live already.
Wow.
And they're short listens, so if you just go online, pick the topic that you're really feeling overwhelmed about, listen to that and you'll be okay in 5 to 6 minutes. Because I don't want to give so much information in one, because I feel that beyond the point, you don't want to listen to more. Mm-hmm. You feel like kitna gyan chahiye, you know. Mm. So that's why I've kept it short. I've kept it sweet. It's different topics, single pointers which are spoken about, and that just kind of helps you go through it.
Amazing. So I want to ask you one fun question. Like, if I go to IKEA, what are that five must-haves that, just to start with, like, that should help me with my organization? And
IKEA, I think, is a wrong example, because you'll probably want to buy the whole store to take to your home to organize it.
I agree.
But from IKEA, I would definitely recommend their shoe organizers. I would definitely recommend their clothes organizers. They have these. They have it plain in gray and white for the adults. You can use colorful ones, cute ones for the kids.
Okay.
Then they have these simple plastic boxes which really help you organize your kitchen. Cutlery organizer in the kitchen. Okay, I've already covered five, but I can go on.
Amazing. So we got, even for starters like us who are thinking of decluttering, ki hume kya kharidna chahiye, I guess. We can start with this.
Yes, totally can.
But now, Mansi, I'm going to make you do something for our audience so that they can actually see.
Let's do it.
The magic.
Let's do it.
Okay, so Mansi, what are we getting to see first?
Okay, so there are first few products that I've carried with me, which I'll first show you. This is a jewelry organizer that I have for many, many years. It's from Stackers.
Okay.
It's really convenient to have your everyday knickknacks. Like, you just want to put a ring, or, and they come in different sizes.
Correct.
So you can always get something that suits you. You want to have more bracelets, then you get something that fits that size. If you have more chains, then you get something that works for that. So this is a jewelry organizer that I picked up from Stackers. This is a makeup organizer.
Okay.
I picked this up from Muji. Again, back in the day when I didn't know that I was really keen on organizing my own space, but I really liked the idea of it then.
Hmm.
So putting your lipsticks, your mascaras, your lip glosses, your eye pencils, whatever, you can just keep this safely organized in your drawer or on your on your counter.
Great.
Then this is another, you get these different boxes from IKEA. They come in various sizes again.
Okay.
Which you can use for your makeup or your hairbrushes or anything else. And this is a Lazy Susan. It's very helpful anywhere in your house. You can keep your medicines on it. You can keep your bathroom everyday uses, your lotions and your creams, everything on it. You can keep it in the kitchen for your oils or your herbs and your sauces or whatever. So it's again a very useful product. You get this in this low height and you also get it in a higher height. So these are basic products I feel very helpful in every household. Then the organizers that we spoke about from IKEA.
Yeah.
These are like clothes organizers. Again, different sizes. You have the large size, the medium size, the small size for like maybe napkins or scarves or something. They also have like a ring holder for scarves.
Yeah.
So you can just hang your scarves and hang it into your cupboard.
Yeah.
So that's that. These are very comfortable. They fit into each other if you want to divide things, etc.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to teach you the fold, the vertical fold that we spoke about.
Yes.
So here, we've got a t-shirt here. And on a usual daily basis, what we would do is fold it into a half and stack it into a cupboard where you have a stack and a pile where you're never reaching the bottom or the back of it.
Correct.
So I'm going to show you a vertical fold where you can put it into the organizers, or even without an organizer if you have a large drawer. Just vertically fold all your t-shirts or tops and stack them and put a drawer divider and put something else next to it.
Oh.
So you can do various ways of doing it. Of course, this is a little more of a cotton t-shirt, so it's doable. For something which is a little more like soft and flowy, you can use the hangers.
Okay.
Because those to fold and put, again, you start with the basic, fold it inward from both sides. Fold this 3/4.
Okay.
Fold this in and then this. Okay. And you can make it stand in your cupboard or your organizer.
Oh!
So let's use an organizer, for example, and you can keep it vertically in there. So you can just keep things vertically. You have more, you use a larger one. You have many more, don't use an organizer. Just stack them vertically in your cupboard. So there are various ways to do it. I can show you another fold with one more t-shirt.
Very nice.
So that's your t-shirt. You lay it flat on your bed or your surface. This is a smaller table, so it's going to be a little challenging. fold your sleeves in. Again, from the neckline or the collar, fold it into a 3/4. Fold it down, up, and this way. And you've got a vertical fold.
Amazing.
So that's that.
Amazing. I mean, I think this is going to solve. We do the traditional folding and put it in our cupboard, and then we never use that t-shirt. But
and trust me, it doesn't take that long.
Yeah, it hardly takes some take seconds, yeah. I guess. Yeah. Not even a minute, a second.
And the moment you realize that keeping it this way, you're able to see everything, yeah, you wouldn't mind spending those extra 30 seconds on doing the right fold.
Absolutely. I totally agree. If you can see your things, then
why not?
Yes. And yeah, coming to the end of the podcast right now, I just want to ask Mansi one thing. I had a lot of takeaways from this podcast, but if you had to give that one advice to all the entrepreneurs, not just female, but entrepreneurs in general, what would that be, the Mansi's takeaway?
I think being passionate about what you want to do and striking a balance in your everyday life. I think that's the core of it all. And start with decluttering your space and you'll know what you want to do.
That's a very Mansi advice that she gave with her signature. But on that note, we are coming to the end of this podcast. I hope you guys had a great, great time watching this, not just from the perspective of entertainment, but also from the perspective of takeaway, because this just decluttered my mind in a lot of ways. You do not forget to follow, share, like, and subscribe our channel, and keep watching Pop Diaries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.